My goodness.
Watch me recreate Phoebe Cates getting out of the pool.
Oh, dude, seriously.
Let me take my shirt off.
We're back in the studio. Oh, come on.
Okay, stop.
Would you guys go back to your house, please?
Yeah, I know.
Thank
about,
you,
man.
Right?
Jeez.
That was the sexiest pool scene ever, I think.
It's
right?
Still theater of the mind for the listeners, but not for me.
Wow. Yeah, thank you.
I think I do a pretty good Phoebe Cates.
Put your shirt back on.
What's the problem, man?
What's the...
Okay. Yeah, what's the problem?
All right. We're back in the studios. We can't... This freaky stuff can happen at Tom Mabe's compound, but not...
No.
Thank you.
Cover up all those nipples.
Is that better?
Yeah, that is. Thank you. All right, so it's summer. We all know that summer scene from Fast Times.
Can I say one thing?
Fast Times Ridgemont High.
Both of y'all look me in the eye right now.
Yeah.
Look, okay, Dave, right?
Yep.
Prudes.
Okay.
That's all I needed to do.
Okay, so...
You're being obtuse.
What do you need? A lot of people have gone to saltwater pools, but for the most part, chlorine is still an important part of public pools and all that, right?
Yeah.
Well, in August of 2020, a fire and destruction of a chlorine factory in Louisiana caused by Hurricane Laura decimated the country's chlorine supply. So I don't know if obviously that would mean chlorine is in short supply, and if you get it, it's probably more expensive.
I had an aunt named Chlorine.
Mm.
Wittens aren't that inventive. We'll be in the hardware store.
There are times.
Aunt Chloe?
Chlorine.
There are times when Dave or Dwight is waiting to deliver a line, and I can, and they're like little 5-year-olds, and their heads are kind of bopping up and down, and I just look over a moment while I'm doing a story, knowing that the line is coming,
and then you keep talking just so we can't get it in.
That's right. I'm like, you're gonna have to fit it in, Chief.
My name was this close to being reciprocating song. Okay, but here's the good news: we have plenty of chlorine coming to us via the way of the Suez Canal. Oh, wait.
But what do we do?
Okay, I want to bring in Randy. We just called Randy, my buddy Randy.
I don't bring him up.
Yeah. How do we bring this up?
Dave
can
does.
We bring him up?
Yeah, I can bring him up.
Yeah, Dave brings
bring
him up.
Bring up Randy from Backyard Oasis.
Pointing at me like I'm supposed to do something.
Hey, Randy, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
We're doing good. Look, we're doing the story on chlorine. How do you think, is this going to affect... Like the public,
Dwight's
pool.
Bill.
Yeah, is this gonna affect? Yeah, first things first. Will this affect my bill? But do you think this is gonna affect the public swimming pools, because they're already stretched on a thin budget, and this is gonna drive the cost up, or has it already driven the cost up of chlorine?
Well, it definitely is going up. That's for sure. Several factors: the fact that the chlorine plant was destroyed. But also, you know, the plastic bucket to come in is made back with petroleum. So it's kind of got a whammy going against it right now.
Yeah.
Is there an alternative to chlorine for pools?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you kind of touched on it a minute ago. Salt is the probably the only alternative that you've got because bromine, which is the other sanitizer, has also been affected by this. So if you have a pool that can accommodate a salt water system, then that's your option. But, it, you know, it's kind of costly to get started, but in the long run, it saves you money.
Now, friends of ours have a saltwater pool, but they built it and started off that way. If you just have a regular pool above ground, in ground, can you convert?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
How does saltwater how does saltwater disinfect the same way as chlorine?
We have saltwater.
I know my sister does too, but I'm still not getting.
Hey, how's your sister?
I still don't get it.
I'm just a simple down to earth kind of guy. I can tell you the chemical names; they may or may not be right, but what it comes out to is that liquid chlorine is sodium hypochlorite. So it already is a salt derivative.
As a scientist,
Dr. Fauci,
excuse me, Randy. As a scientist, I would like to weigh in and say he's absolutely correct.
Thank you.
And that was the correct pronunciation.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, doctor.
You don't have to pronounce him to toss him in a pool.
That for me.
Yeah. Yes.
I appreciate that, Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
So if you add salt system to your pool, you've actually pouring hundreds of pounds of table salt into the water. It goes through a cell that charges it and converts it into the sodium hypochlorite. So you're consistently pushing liquid chlorine back into the pool.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what I told you off mic.
No, and you didn't. No, believe. It's not. Yes, it's no, exactly. It's not. You're like, hell, I don't know.
That's not what you guys talk about off mic.
No, it's not.
Actually, I said there was a salt fairy that waves as one. Yeah. All right, one last question.
Hey.
One last question before we let you go, Randy.
No kidding.
One last question before we let you go, Randy.
Salt fairy.
What?
It's inappropriate.
It's not. You can't say fairies now?
No, my God, stop saying fairy. I said it.
I just want this part of the Lord of the Rings.
Okay, ask the damn question.
Okay, they don't have fairies. They have elves and ents. And
no, there was fairies, too.
There's no fairies in that movie.
How do I get my car from one part of the lake to the other lake? The other part of the land?
On a boat?
Oh, a ferry.
Oh.
Okay, here, Randy, okay, one last question. One last question, and then we'll let you go. Tony said that if you have a dog swim in your pool, it's the equivalent of having 50 people swimming your pool, and it uses up the chlorine faster. Do you think that's true, or is that is my partner an idiot?
I'm just going to say it would depend on the dog. Because, a short-haired dog's not going to shed in the water. A clean dog's not going to dirty up any more than a human would. It's kind of the same premise as like having, maybe family over. Some family you may not want to get in the pool, but, they might do better in the pond. it just kind of depends. And, just whether or not you want to clean up after.
All right, Randy, thanks.
But if I had a dog, I'd let him in
top. Yeah.
I'm gonna get my hands on some black market chlorine, and then I'm going to be rich.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
When you do, let me know.
Take it easy, Randy.
Okay, we've got a good ending to a story real quick.
Okay.
Okay, police say a five-year-old girl who was asleep in the back of a vehicle that was just stolen are carjacked. Put it on the pile of carjacked.
Borrowed.
Yeah. Liberated from its oppressive owner.
Aggressively borrowed.
Officer Beth Roof says the vehicle was found and the kid was still asleep in the back seat.
Beth was on top of it. That's good.
Thank God. All right. So update on that one.
Okay.
That's great.
You said that you had a story that would make my head explode.
Yeah, let me, I'm going to paraphrase here what the article is before I can pull it up.
Are there salt fairies in the story?
Disney. So there's fairies everywhere in Disney. So
true that.
Right. And they have their little wand.
True dad.
And they have their little wand. Hey,
it's tough being a fairy with a little wand.
Basically.
Some of them have big ones.
Lately, Disney has redone the Song of the South. Remember, they banned the Song of the South, and rightfully so. It's very racist.
I've never seen it. It's very racist. I can't weigh in on it.
And the second or third most popular ride in all of Disney World is Splash Mountain, which is Song of the South. So they redid the whole thing, which they should have. It's a racist movie. It's been banned for decades.
Here's Alabama doing it.
That's not the Song of the South we're singing. That's
sweet
not the song.
Pie, baby, shut
no, that's
mouth.
not the Song of the South that we're singing. So they've done some revamping. This latest one, okay.
Okay.
So how does Snow White, she's asleep, right?
Yeah.
So
she's cursed.
She's cursed to sleep and die forever, correct?
She's asleep forever. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. What has to happen for her to get woken up?
The prince
has
to climb her hair up to the top of the balcony
right.
and then kiss her.
Yeah, no. So a true love's kiss can awaken the princess from her sleep.
Was that her who just woke up?
That's her with the little forest creatures.
Oh, I won't hurt you. Is there a fairy
let's see if she can sing a song for us.
Oh.
I love Disney.
Is there animals and no fairy?
There's little birdies. Okay.
So, they want to change the end because there's no way that Snow White could have given consent for the kiss.
Oh, shut up.
Wait a minute. She has to wake up before she can say no.
So, they...
Am I right?
Where's the article? Because they named the lady that's really behind this and trying to get a change, and I'm like throwing up as she's talking.
Gargamel.
It's kind of like the meme that was circulating recently. If someone is stabbing me, please shoot them.
I know.
Yeah. So they want to change the entire ending. And since Snow White could not give consent to the prince to kiss her to save her life.
What about going after the wicked witch that put her in the deep sleep anyway?
That turned into a dragon. So he slays the dragon first.
Oh, he does?
You think if you slay the dragon to come save your life, you get the kiss.
Oh, here come the dragon activist.
Right.
Dragons are people, too.
So two fictional characters.
Right.
That don't exist. They're not real people, and there happen to be cartoons.
You think Dumbo and Pluto and the rest of them are all huddled up, just nervous, sweating, going, wonder where they're going to come for me?
Well, Dumbo's mean in that you're not a planet.
I know.
They say the dwarves are coming next. The seven dwarves. They're coming for them next.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. They're going to round them up.
Can't call them dwarves.
They're going to round them up. So they say they want to change the ending because Snow White couldn't have given consent. And it's teaching young kids that it's not okay to kiss somebody that's sleeping.
Is there one person that's upset about this? Is that all? One person?
I would think so.
People just do stuff to see if somebody will capitulate.
Wait a minute. No. College word. Hang on. Let me write that down. Capitulate. If I may capitulate for 1 minute. Okay. I got it.
These are the little people. They're minors.
Here's my capitulation on this story. If it is just a small percentage, why do we constantly cater to the small percentage? I just don't understand.
We need to stop that.
I think half of the companies are doing it on purpose to sell more books, to sell more whatever.
Okay.
Because once you do it, if we all are sitting here and we own the rights to a certain book and you're like, hey, you know what we really should do to spike sales?
Say we're going to ban it.
We're going
to
ban it.
Let's rewrite the ending then. How do we wake her up where it's not offensive to people?
I got an idea.
They didn't have alarm clocks back then.
It involves a wand.
All right.
And a spoon.
In addition to the movie's ending and a new part of the ride replacing the death of the evil queen between the outdated animatronics and slightly scary visual, Snow White's ride has been due to upgrade for some time. So they're upgrading the entire ride.
So it's too scary also.
Yes. He gives to her without her consent, the prince, while she's asleep, which cannot possibly be true. Cannot be truly love if only one person knows it's happening.
Okay, let me rewrite.
Haven't we
this.
Already agreed that consent in early Disney movies is a major issue? No, we have not.
It's a cartoon.
No. That it's teaching kids about kissing when it hasn't been established in both parties are willing to engage is not okay?
Okay, let's pick up the scene and rewrite it real quick where the prince comes into the bedroom
and action. Yeah. Hey, is it okay if I kiss you?
I will now wake you, Snow White. But before I do, if you don't want me to do it, shake your head no. If you're okay with it, lay there and don't move a muscle. Agreed.
One more question. Is it front hook or back hook?
One of the comments was too far, Dave. One of the comments was,
It's a cartoon.
I know. They don't have brawls in cartoons.
Exactly.
So, I'm sorry. This is what's wrong with the world today. Snow White, a fictional character, getting brought back to life by a kiss by her future husband. Y'all taking this way too far.
Of all the things he could do, he pecks her on the cheek. Yeah. Does he not?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
And by the way, the movie was made in 1938. 38. So
the year before The Wizard of Oz.
It is it's just astounding. I don't get it. But I get it. Again, every once in a while you gotta update the rides. They could have just done it and left the
How many store. People listening right now are going to scrap their old Snow White and purchase the new ending Snow White?
Nobody.
Well, let me tell you here's what I'm gonna
do. If George Lucas did it and added 30 seconds of additional footage.
Here's what I'm gonna do. We were going to redecorate our living room. I was going to go with Snow White curtains.
Mm. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No.
Susan would be intimidated by those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not much intimidates her.
All right. Christian Brothers Roofing, ChristianBroRoofing.com. These folks are next level. They've been doing it since 1997. And really, all you need is they have so many different categories of roofs, and you got to pick one out. And depending on what house or business you have, because they do commercial also for warehouses or whatever you got for your business, but they also do residential clearly. So also siding and windows, they'll take care of you. So Christian Brothers Roofing, again, since 1997, they have the core values. And you could go to their website. It's very plain there for a free estimate. And there was hail earlier today, and I believe in Shelbyville and then south of us. So if you have hail damage, you think you have hail damage, Christian Brothers Roofing, go to ChristianBroRoofing.com. ChristianBroRoofing.com. Google them up and get to their website and have a free inspection. You might be able to be eligible through insurance for a free roof. So check them out, ChristianBrothersRoofing.com. Back after this, New Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
When to start a caring about what I do, past a quarter or two in my life. It ain't no your problem.
Don't run about snapping, man.
Yes, snapping is approval.
You're running her. Please quit.
Dave, will you help me?
Let me get my cowbell.
Okay, gotcha.
There you go. Don't be a Karen.
Don't be a Karen.
This song.
Good advice. It's good advice.
This song.
Mm-hmm.
More than 85 million views on TikTok.
Calm down, Dwight.
How about that, man?
How many?
85 million.
Holy shnikes.
That's
wow.
Insane, right? Let's bring it in right now. Deanya, how you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all doing?
Hey, congratulations on the success, the viral of the video on TikTok, but you're also selling this song. But I want to say something. You're not. This isn't your first attempt. You've been a songwriter for years. You've even worked with Snoop Dogg and Gretchen Wilson. Is that right?
Yes, I've gone from gospel to rock to pop to country and everything else in between.
What's it like working with Snoop Dogg? Is it a big cloud in the room nonstop, or is that just the what we think it might be?
And then, you know what people said? What was the smell? It is, you know, I went to his house and I said it smelled like vanilla.
Oh,
that's because the cigars were vanilla cigars, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us, how did you come up with this song? What's that?
Something that looked like a cigar, yes.
Yeah.
little misshapen.
Yeah. Let's talk about your song. Don't be a Karen. I think it's obvious.
Calm down, Karen.
Calm down, Karen.
Yes.
Okay.
Calm down, Karen.
What made you put this TikTok video out, and did you think you would get 85 million views?
You know, during the pandemic, I was told to go on to TikTok and start my TikToks, and every other video was, can I speak to a manager, and, you know, calm down, and I'm recording you. So it had to be written, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, they say write what you know. Are you a Karen?
No, not a Karen or a Karina. Somebody had to calm her down.
That's right.
Woman had to calm her down.
Where are you calling from? Where do you reside?
I am in California right now.
Oh, well, they're really loose on the restrictions in California. So
yeah.
You know, there's always a Karen in a Costco.
Just out of curiosity, I know, are you just writing songs and hoping something sticks, or are you actively trying to go viral on social media? Because you talk to kids now, it used to be, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. Now it's, I want to be a YouTube star. So did you just, this a happy accident, or did you go for this?
Yeah, good question.
This definitely was something that, there were so many videos of it, and it was inevitable. Someone was going to write it. It had to be a girl, and it had to be country. That was my mindset. And there were so many videos that I would go on to Karen videos and say, hey, listen to my official TikTok sound, you know, full song in my bio, because it, you know, I did realize I stumbled onto something hot. Whether it was something that was going to make me famous for, you know, this, you know, anything that can bring me to, you know, fans to my music, is kind of what I went for.
Okay. But listen, in the past, you've been nominated for Billboard's awards.
Yes.
And I got to think that this one would deserve a nomination in some sort of category. But since the content is somewhat political and controversial, you think it's going to prevent you from getting any kind of a Billboard award on this?
it I went away from the controversy, and in every interview I do, it's all in fun. There's nothing that I went to saying a certain nationality or a certain this. And I have friends named Karen, and she's Filipino, and she cracks up and she says, "Oh my gosh, in my culture we call it this." I have friends that are Latinas, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, we call them Karinas." So it hit a lot of people in a fun way, in a silly way. You know, there was Bi Felicia, there was Becky, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it in the way of being, you know, to where it's a racism type thing. It's just an action that, can I speak to a manager? And that's what's in the song. Can I speak to a manager? I'm recording you. You know, calm down. Don't be a Karen. That's all I'm going for. I'm not going for anything politically at all.
I think everybody out there is wondering, okay, if I do this little video and somehow 85 million people watch it, do checks just start rolling in? How does this work? How do you get compensated for a viral video?
Right. Or do you?
You know what? That's funny. People, you know, it hit big on TikTok before I even knew there was like a creator fund. So you kind of have to jump on it. I did another video that's on my TikTok, and I have over a million views on it. It's where I wore these funny, ugly teeth, and I went to my dentist. And, you know, and he says, how are your teeth looking now? And I smiled, and all my teeth are crooked. And everyone loved it, but I didn't jump on that creator fund, in time. So
what's the next move on your song? It's got success. It went viral, so it's got success. Are you going to be selling it? How are you going to sell it? What outlets?
You know, it's pretty much just for the views and people to, you know, come over to my other music.
Uh-huh.
I have another song. I'm back in the studio. I'm the person that, you know, everyone writes the songs that are sad, and I'm the one that kind of writes the silly fun songs. I have another song coming out called Pandemic Living. Sometimes the choice you've been given, you know.
Yeah.
So just trying to keep the humor and people, you know, smiling.
Well, listen, we appreciate the time, and congratulations on the success of this song. And just 85 million views on TikTok. It's outstanding. Thanks so much, and we look forward to your next one, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, see ya.
This reminds me, and Dwight, you know this, there's a country artist named Dustin Christensen, who's a serious artist. He travels around. He's okay. I mean, he's done okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he said he and his writing partners just do goofy things after they're done recording songs.
My favorite country song.
And this one came out of one of those goof-around sessions. And now has 1.2 million views.
And it's my favorite country song as I talk it all the way up to the post. It's going to be 73 degrees today on News Radio 840 WHU.
Ow! Come on!
80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm sitting here just parked out by the lake.
This will get in your head.
If you're wondering where I park, I'm out parked by the lake. It's the lake that's 80 miles from Santa Fe.
Minus Susan's for day.
And I'm parked out by the lake. 80 miles from Santa Fe. It's the lake that's wrong where I'm at. Out by the lake.
Watch out, because he's getting ready to bring it home.
And this lake is where I'm parked. 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm still
Susan, if you're listening, I love you. This was our first dance at our wedding.
I love this song. All right, folks, we all are. You're back on your diet, right? You're over there eating.
Yeah,
you're eating what?
6 ounces of chicken and 6 ounces of sweet potato. Oh, Dave asked me while we were in commercial break, is that your tilapia? No, the fish meals come later.
And then you told me by doing the arm flappies, you'd be great at charades.
No, this is chicken.
That's what he did.
I know.
Because he can't talk back to me in our
studio. But here's the sad thing.
Studio.
You understood what he was doing.
Okay, well, I could have done this. This represents a male chicken.
No. You're not a mage place anymore.
No.
All right. So,
well, he kind of was.
What's wrong? Is there something on my face?
No, you did that, so I thought I had something on my face.
Oh, I thought you did that because I thought I had something on my face.
Oh, I got a booger hanging?
No. Oh, hey, you can't say that, man, on the radio, homie.
Booger?
Yeah, you can't.
It's what happened to Johnny Fever.
Oh, my gosh. All right,
That's why Johnny Fever got fired. He said booger on the air. Oh, no.
All right, if you want to
supercharge
your summer diet, I'm on the back on the paleo a little bit more healthy paleo than I used to do.
Mm. I know you never tell us. I didn't know you were doing that.
It's fair enough. I know when I'm annoying. Or do I? Here's how you supercharge your summer diet. Watch yourself eat in front of a mirror.
Naked.
Simply eating in front of a mirror, which is, I prefer it.
you do everything in front of a mirror. Look at me eat this banana.
This is my partner. He's part Italian, part Cuban, and part parakeet.
researchers found people who watched themselves eat unhealthy foods didn't like what they saw and pushed them away. All right? Mm. So watch yourself eat in front of a mirror. That's what they say. Shop with a full stomach. They tell you that. Don't go to the grocery store hungry or you're going to get the yoo-hoos and all that.
Because then you buy what you want to have in the car.
Yeah, right. No, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they also tell you, if you go to the grocery store, keep to the outside of the grocery. Because that's just dairy,
frozen stuff.
Right. Don't go in the center.
This is the way. Here's the difference between me and Susan. When I go to the grocery, if I go to Kroger, Walmart, wherever, it's a surgical strike. It's like I already know where I'm going, mm-hmm. what I'm going to get, and it's boom, 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 in and out. Like the SEALs.
You're a getter, not a shopper.
That's right. Susan wants to walk out every single aisle, back and forth. My gosh.
I won't do it. When we go together, it's just like, what
we
am
don't
I doing?
Go, we don't go
following,
together.
I'm following you and I'm pushing the cart. You can do this.
What's the point? It's like changing a light bulb.
Well, here's what I...
Hey, Jackie sells those.
Yeah, it's like, look, man, not anymore, dude. So, but if I go and I forget two things, it's the, you forgot. What did you forget? Not that we don't live literally across the street from a grocery store. That I get it if we were 20 miles, we lived in Fern Creek somewhere to where there was no grocery store anywhere near, or we lived in Oldham County or something where you're like, oh, it's a 20-minute drive.
Or it's like the 1800s and Paul Ingalls was going to go see old Doc Johnson.
Yes.
And while he was there, he was going to go by. What were the names on the...
Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, who owned the general store? Oswald. Olsen's.
Oh, the Olsen's.
I'm going to see old...
And the obnoxious little blonde girl.
Oh, boy, she was hot. Nellie?
Nellie, that's it.
Oh, boy.
Dwight speaking as a child.
Listen.
At the time.
If I had to choose between Nellie and Mrs. Garrett, I'd be torn. It'd be
catch-22. Who would you kiss to wake up?
Mrs. Garrett.
Natalie or Blair?
Natalie. Natalie'd be more fun.
I think Blair's bigger than Natalie now.
Blair was on Survivor when we were watching Survivor reruns.
Oh, I didn't know that. What happened to Tootie?
She opened up a fruit market. It's called Tootie's Fruities.
What's the name of the actress? Tootie's the name of the actress?
She could clear a room.
She was on.
Why they name you Tootie? Oh, never mind.
Kim Fields.
She was also on a very successful show a couple of years after that called like Room 222 or something like that, or Apartment 222 or something. Her and her friends hung out. Whatever.
Missed that one.
All right. So
sounds fascinating, though.
The other thing is buy smaller plates.
Yes!
Because if you do big plates, then you get food on it, and you're like, oh, I didn't get that much. But you get bigger portions if you have larger plates.
Just and portion yourself, and then that's it.
Yes, that's
right. I like to go back, instead of doing seconds, I grab the fork and I start picking out of the pans.
Right.
I'm not getting seconds.
Yep.
Right.
Because it's not on the plate.
Yep.
No, we weigh everything.
Yep. Dress in athleisure clothing?
Yes.
So you're Lululemons.
Okay.
Yes.
Isn't it just athletic clothing? Why do we change? Why do we morph to?
Because the
Murph.
Why
we morphing together?
My dad had a buddy named Murph.
Hey, Murph.
He did.
Because the old saying was, it was inappropriate.
Hey, we're seeing Elliot walk in right now. Hello, Elliot. Hi, Elliot.
I have these clothes that are sort of athletic, but they're also leisure wear. What should I call them?
Yeah. Athleisure.
Look,
athleisure.
The reason that women wear yoga pants everywhere now is because it's a push-up bra for your butt.
And I love it.
It lifts the booty.
And I love it.
And they like that. Right. Everybody does. So,
okay.
Those are a couple of tips to supercharge your summer diet.
So get a small plate.
Yep.
Eat in front of a mirror.
Yes.
Right.
And don't grocery shop hungry.
And gotcha. Wear yoga pants. My wife goes out of town, that's the first thing I do is I go for her yoga pants.
And I didn't mention those
they
stupid ones.
They make me feel
one.
Pretty.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mention the stupid one.
Oh, you didn't? What's the stupid one?
The stupid one was fidget while you're watching TV.
Fidget?
It shows that...
You'll go blind.
Can you even buy fidget spinners anymore?
Yeah, I don't know, but I saw one the other
day. Wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
So they want you to kind of move around or fidget.
Before we go to break, I want to say happy birthday to my cooking partner, Roy Ice.
Hey!
Happy birthday to you.
What's the name of the show?
Less Bitchin', More Kitchen.
Have a cold one.
Back after this. Where am I going to have that cold beer, though?
Yeah.
You can get one at Salsarita's.
Oh, Salsarita's is a good place to have that cold beer and the best fresh Mexican grill. Oh, my gosh, it's so delicious. Two different locations in Middletown and St. Matthews for catering or all these graduation parties that are going to happen here. You got proms happening. You want to cater for a bunch of kids before they head out. Whatever you want to do, Salsarita's is there for you. Or just go to dinner tonight or lunch. Just stop on by. They grill out. Oh, it smells so – I could smell it right now. Everything is made fresh at Salsarita's. Okay, so stop on by today or get online at salsaritas.com and take care of that catering. I love Salsarita's. I love Pam. Her and her family. Steven, the son, is a big-time golfer, and we know the entire family very intimately. They've been on the radio a bunch of times, and they take care of Louisville. They are, when you talk about charities, they raise their hand every single time to help. So if you want to eat somewhere tonight that's local, that takes care of other folks, then go to Salsarita's in St. Matthews and in Middletown. Back after this, you can eat your Salsarita's parked out by the lake.